What Americans learned in recent days about child separation at the border depended greatly on which media they consumed. The story looked very different on Fox News or Breitbart than it did on, say, MSNBC. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
The Trump administration policy separating thousands of migrant children from parents sparked outrage, in part because of powerful images and audio like this, recorded inside a federal detention facility and released by ProPublica. In America's more liberal-leaning media, hosts like Rachel Maddow on MSNBC voiced outrage.
Trump administration officials have been sending babies and other young children. I think I'm going to have to hand this off. Yeah.
But in the conservative-tilting media favored by President Trump and many of his supporters, the story often looked and sounded starkly different. Here's commentator Ann Coulter on Fox News.
These child actors weeping and crying on all the other networks 24/7 right now. Do not fall for it, Mr. President.
In the early going, Trump seemed committed to holding the line on his child detention policy. He tweeted defiantly that critics want undocumented immigrants to infest the United States. On Fox News, hosts Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson amplified the argument, claiming Trump was defending the United States from waves of refugees.
The American people are footing a really big bill for what is tantamount to a slow-rolling invasion of the United States.
Their goal is to change your country forever, and they're succeeding, by the way.
But outrage grew as White House messages defending the child detention policy shifted. Right-leaning media struggled to keep up, splintering into different arguments. Liberal-leaning media, meanwhile, kept landing punches, with videos like this one from John Oliver on HBO going viral.
You probably shouldn't use the Bible to justify separating children from parents. But if you do, maybe make sure that you're not already breaking so many of its rules that God has to write an extra commandment that says, I was f***ing serious.
As pressure on President Trump mounted, conservative media outlets began showing cracks. Here's Geraldo Rivera speaking with Sean Hannity on Fox News.
And the president that we both love, advocating a system by which young children
Geraldo,
are torn from their mothers.
Geraldo,
Sean,
you have agreed with me.
History will judge us, Sean.
By yesterday afternoon, conservative callers to Rush Limbaugh's influential radio program were suggesting this time the fight might not be winnable.
So you love Trump, but this is they've got Trump. They've blown Trump up. He's got to sign something. He's got to reunite the families or it's over.
It's these photographs. It's these images. They finally got something that they can stick to him, I think.
It's unclear how much this back and forth in the media influenced Trump. As he prepared to sign his executive order, conservative outlets pivoted and began voicing dismay at the president's defeat, with Limbaugh warning the White House that a retreat on tough immigration policies would divide Trump from his base.
The media is attempting to force Trump to do things to make you start doubting, to make you start questioning.
Breitbart, meanwhile, ran a headline claiming Trump had buckled, caving in to what the influential website described as left-wing hate. Brian Mann, NPR News.